This is BBC Learning English.
Hello, this is BBC Learning English. I'm Vicky.
大家好，我是董真，欢迎收听 BBC Learning English 为您特别制作的 On the Town 节目。
And today we're talking about one of London's most popular tourist attractions.
在伦敦最吸引游客的一个景点，那是哪里呢？
See if you can guess.
It's a big wheel.
It's a modern structure.
Really big.
It's made of steel, glass, or maybe plastic.
It's huge.
Well, it's a big wheel, and it looks like an eye because it's got a black thing in the middle.
Okay, 原来是一个又大又圆，看上去像个轮子的东西，不过是用钢筋和塑胶铸造的。
But where is it, and what does it do?
It goes round.Slowly. It is on the riverbank opposite the Houses of Parliament.
Gives visitors to London a good view of the city.
As you go around it, it feels really fun because you can see anything you want to see around it.
On the embankment of the Thames.
It moves in a circular motion very slowly.
而这个建筑就是坐落在伦敦泰晤士河河畔。河畔这个词呢，在英语里有两个说法。
Riverbank and embankment.
而这个大轮子呢，每天都在缓慢地转动。坐在上面，你会看到伦敦很多的美丽景色。
You get a good view.
Well, Vicky, I think it must be the London Eye.
Well done, Jean. That's right. It's the London Eye.
Okay, Vicky, 你给我们介绍一下这个 London Eye, 这个伦敦巨眼摩天轮好吗？
Well, it's the sixth tallest structure in London.
Structure, 建筑物，不光包括房屋大楼，也指向伦敦巨眼摩天轮这样的独特的建筑设计。
The top of the London Eye is 135 meters above the River Thames. So you get a great view from the top.
包括这里很多著名的景点景区。
Yes, you can see many famous London landmarks, like Big Ben, the Houses of Parliament,St. Paul's Cathedral and so on.
其实这个伦敦巨眼摩天轮呢，看上去很像游乐场里那种大转盘，只不过要巨型很多倍了。
Yes, it's like a Ferris wheel at a fairground, but there are some differences.
那都有什么不同之处呢？
Well, for a start, it moves much more slowly than a Ferris wheel. Another difference is that the pods, or capsules, are on the outside of the wheel, not hanging underneath.
原来摩天轮上的这个缆车包厢，英语叫做 pods 或者 capsules， 是安装在轮盘的外部的。
There are 32 capsules, and each one can have up to 25 people in it. In one day, up to 15,000 people can go on the big wheel.
哇，每天有15,000人，这么多。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
大家现在收听的是 BBC Learning English 的节目。今天我们的话题呢，就是坐落在泰晤士河畔的伦敦巨眼摩天轮 ，The London Eye.
So why is it so popular? I went to talk to some people who had just been on the London Eye to ask them what they thought about it.
It's a wonderful experience.
I think it's a great attraction.
The view was absolutely spectacular.
I liked when we went up high.
I thought it was fantastic.
It was okay. A bit slow. You get a bit bored once you get to the top. You want to come down again then?
It was really good.
原来大部分人还是比较喜欢这个 London Eye 的。他们用到了好几个不同的形容词。
Wonderful. Great. Spectacular. Fantastic.
不过转得这么高，不害怕吗？
I got a bit scared, so I sat in the middle.
Was it scary?
No.
That little one, he found it a bit scary.
The London Eye is very modern compared to many of the ancient London buildings nearby, like the Houses of Parliament.
不过大家对这样的一个比较又有什么看法呢？
Well, we asked some people if they think the London Eye enhances the London skyline or detracts from the historical buildings.
To enhance, 增色。To detract from, 减损 The skyline, 天际线请大家留心听听下面的几个评论看看能不能捕捉到他们形容难看的时候用到了哪两个词
I wouldn't say it's an eyesore. I mean, perhaps it does look a little bit out of place, but I think that's perfectly all right for London.
Well, I'm not sure the enhance is it. No, not really.
Looks like a big white monstrosity on the side of the river. You've got old buildings like the Houses of Parliament, you've got the nice old bridges and things like that. I don't think it looks too good.
I think it fits in well, really.
So, some mixed opinions there. The two words which are used to describe something ugly were a monstrosity,
一个畸形的怪兽,
and an eyesore,
就是难看的东西或者眼中钉.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Don't forget you can visit our website to help improve your English.
我们的网站就是 www.bbc.co.uk/china, 点击英语教学就可以了. Join us next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.